It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Feminino has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. Getdavidgetpaid.com. Take it easy. Hold on. Power it down. David, we've made an executive decision. Welcome in, everybody. The Pistons are getting the prime spot. We are going to give the Pistons 3 p.m. because I have a lot of good things to say, but it comes with a price. So we're going to get to the Pistons, but I want to bump them to the 3 p.m. Love today's show. Top 10 Rico, not here. It's just Rico. We are going to
No quarter zip.
Actually, Top 10 Rico is here. Quarter zips and coaches. It works. I want to get into it. I love where we're at today. We're going to do some college to open. We're going to get to the Pistons at 3. And then I want to talk about the Tigers with a PSA for everybody. We have, oh, and by the way, shout out Torpedo Bats. We're going to talk about that later. That storyline will go one of two ways. 2 days from now, either every team is using them or MLB somehow says they're illegal. More on that later. Rico, let's get into the weekend that was in college basketball, which is very simple. Michigan and Michigan State aren't there anymore. Correct. And the reason is they're nowhere close to being good enough, both teams. This was part of what you and I discussed as, first of all, when are Michigan and Michigan State playing? Oh, wait, that was a stupid discussion from the start. So right off the rip. No, it's the truth.
Well, it continued into the morning.
No, it didn't, because I ended Jim on the podcast. He only does it where he can get away with it.
I couldn't understand that at all.
I said to him very simply, Jim, Auburn showed me with clarity, you weren't good enough, Michigan State wasn't good enough, and I've already watched Izzo get bombed in the Final Four too many times. I'm good.
Yeah.
If we beat Auburn, you get to strut into the office like Vince McMahon down the runway like Kenny likes,
right?
Like Kenny on a Saturday night. That was varsity versus JV, but that's not the topic.
Right.
The topic is this. I think there's a fork in the road for both Michigan and Michigan State, and they have to make a very conscious decision. And it is about whether you are going to spend what it takes to win a national championship or not, full stop. Now, when Dusty May signed his extension, there is a lot of conversation about he will have financial wherewithal to do this. Will it be as aggressive as they would handle football? Probably not.
Right.
But it's a question. For Michigan State, it's more complicated in that, A, the head coach is hesitant to do it because, let's face it, I don't think it's a secret. Anyone who knows Izzo will tell you, he doesn't love paying the players. He doesn't love dealing with entitlements. MSU's highest paid player, Frankie Fiddler. Well, that's why you're going home. Okay? They have Shanai Broome.
No, no, no. You will not besmirch Frankie Fiddler's
name.
He played well.
He did.
he saved his best for last.
Right. But he's no Tommy Nichols. You got to know. Bobby Boobers, you gotta pay to Frank.
We're not doing this.
But we are absolutely doing this. So here's the backdrop to this.
The whole time, like, who is Tommy Nip? Oh,
yeah. Okay. And he's gotten so much better. But look, it is clear what the teams that have made the Final Four are doing. I mean, Duke bought, they didn't recruit, they bought four of the top 20 players out of high school. And have filled their roster. I mean, Cooper Flagg, in no world is he making less than $1.5 to $2 million.
Correct.
Okay? Shanai Broome, it's the same deal, right? You spend $1.5, you get Shanai Broome. You spend 10% of that, you get Frankie Zappala. It's why we're home. It's just, you have to make a decision. Are you in it to win it? Now, why is this relevant? Reports are out there that...
This was a good stat by you.
Yeah, it's just, and it shows you the commitment that it's going to take. Louisville went out, hired Pat Kelsey, guy from College of Charleston, immediate turnaround. There are reports that Louisville is going to spend $8 to $10 million on their roster, which is double what St. John's just spent for their immediate turnaround. Mm-hmm. If you're not going to spend, you're not making the Final Four with a chance. I'll never say Tom Izzo can't make a Final Four. But I'll tell you, if MSU was in this right now, they'd be plus 1,000. They would be by far and away the worst team in this.
If MSU was in this right now, Mike, full stop, celebrate, cut down those nets, take lots of photos, because this will be the last time you'll win a game.
Correct. So here's
because Florida would just mop the floor with them.
So here's my question. I mean, if you're a State fan, do you believe it's Izzo's last run? Because A, he hates the portal. B, he does not want to pay players that type of money. And I'll be honest. I mean, you're losing Jace Richardson to the NBA. I would be gobsmacked if he returned. I think there's a shot you lose Cohen Carr. I mean, think about right now. You go, well, why would Cohen leave? Well, there's no loyalty. And if you're Alabama, up-tempo, open floor, if you're Florida, if you're Tennessee, if you're Auburn, if you're Duke, if you're North Carolina, Cohen Carr, $1 million. And it's going to be on MSU to match it. And if you're Michigan, listen, it's about how far are you willing to go. Now, I can't say Dusty May won't spend it. He has not built a track record like that. Dusty May did an incredible job this year.
Right. But he kind of went the John Beilein route of, I'm going to go and get some players. I'm going to bring a couple guys that I know, guys you've never heard of. I'm going to hit the Ivy League. And we're going to build a team that
and
way.
They spent to get Wolf. Wolf was one of the better players, but you're right, under the radar.
Right.
Is Michigan going to be willing to pour $6, $8, $10 million into basketball in order to get where they want to go? Because this is what it's always been about for me. I do not speak for Rico. Guys, I don't care about the Final Four anymore. You either win the whole damn thing or what was it for? That's it. Well, how can you say that? It's college sports. No, it's not. It's pro sports now. Well, why are you that type of fan? Because I'm a bleephole. That's why. That's who I am. I want to win or F it. That's just how I am.
No, see, for me, I still enjoy the Final Four.
Because, I know you do. Because you get to shake your ass down in San Antonio a little bit.
Because in the Final Four, Mike, it boils down to who else made it with you. Because you could be in a situation where it's like, oh my goodness, like, Texas Tech should have beaten Florida. Like, they had the game won, and then Florida goes on an 18-4
base that now returns to their cave. 248-539-9797. I mean, do you believe your school of choice is willing to go all in, or do you disagree with this principle? Like, I don't believe there's a space you can coach your way to a national title. Rico's always said this. Spending doesn't guarantee that you win. I can just guarantee if you don't, you won't.
Right.
So MSU does not spend near enough to do this. Michigan is a TBA. What level of support does Dusty have?
Right. Does he have Bryce Underwood support where you're going to go out and spend whatever to get the best college basketball player here? Or is it, well, we're on a budget and can you kind of keep it under
I'll give you a
this
case
number?
Let me give you a case in point. The type of guy MSU should go get to complement Kohler and have real depth at the five spot, right? and it'd be a war. Maybe you'd lose Kohler in the process. I wouldn't care. You call Kansas and go get Badunga. He's going to be the number one.
That big. Was Hunter's backup, right?
Yeah, yeah. But he was a freshman, top 15 recruit, pedigree, NBA, the whole bit. Here's your problem. He's going to cost a lot of money. And a school like MSU has not shown the willingness to do that. So I'm just interested what you guys think. Because I'll tell you this, if MSU doesn't change their strategy, they're never winning one.
See, and I think that, Mike, it comes down to a lot of what we talk about for Steve Yzerman. I need somebody, at least on the MSU staff, I need player personnel. I need somebody who can go out there and identify talent. There's going to be over 2,000 kids. MSU is going to have to bring in three. Izzo doesn't like the portal, but he uses the portal. Izzo doesn't like to spend money, but he spends money. He acts like it's coming out of his own pocket, and it's not.
It definitely
and that's
isn't.
That's the problem. He uses the portal, but he reluctantly uses the portal. He needs a staff that can identify talent. Because out of 2,000 people, there has to be at least, let's say, 200 that can come to Michigan State and flourish. But can you identify the 200?
And pay them.
And pay them the right price. Because he's not going to go out there. Yeah, if you're expecting them to spend $2 million on somebody, probably not going to happen.
Then what I would tell you is, neither is winning at all.
But if you can go out there and find your John Tanjay and... You know, Wisconsin struck gold and probably didn't have to pay him a ton of money. That's what you're going to have. You need people who can go through the portal with a fine-tooth comb and say, Tom, I know you don't want to pay this price, but these players right here,
yeah,
they're the next great guys.
Or hear me out. Lose any illusion. Spend your way to greatness. If I hand a great coach great players, I have the best opportunity, right?
Okay. You know what?
Louisville?
Top 10, Mike.
Let's roll. 248-539-9797. We get to your Detroit Pistons at 3. We've got a big conversation to have with them.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome in on a Monday. We're going to give Pistons some primo real estate at 3 o'clock. We got a lot to talk about with them. Big night in Minnesota last night. We're rapping about college basketball, and it is to the backdrop of all four number one seeds are in the tourney. Neither Michigan or Michigan State were even close. Neither were close to Auburn. And they don't spend enough money to be close. And reports today that Pat Kelsey, the head coach of Louisville, they are going to spend between $8 and $10 million on their roster. That's double what St. John's did to kind of ignite their real turnaround. Look, my question is that really what it's going to take? And do you have faith, your whatever your school of choice is, that they'll do it? I don't have faith in Michigan State because I don't think Tom Izzo will allow it. And my answer would be this. If Tom's not going to get with it, then just go enjoy retiring, man. Don't beat your head against the wall because you're not going to be able to do it another way. You have to spend. And when our highest paid guy is Frankie Fiddler, that is why it was varsity JV yesterday. Wasn't close. See, we go, it never felt close.
No.
And the Michigan game factually wasn't. It was at half. Auburn decided we've just played our worst half ever. We're going to kill these people.
What you saw for Auburn was the equivalent of, we can just hit the switch. They hit the switch. And all of a sudden, they became the number one overall seed right there in the middle of the Michigan game, live in front of the world. For Michigan State, Tom is saying he's rejuvenated. And for Michigan State, you're going to have to pay your existing players. And I think for the way that they're going to go is they're probably going to target one or two of the type of portal players that you want. I don't think you'll ever see where Tom's going to go in there and flip and get like six, seven guys out of the portal. In his world, I want to recruit my guys, and I'll supplement the other two to three players with portal players, and that'll keep his costs low. But I think he will try to go and get some guys. Now, maybe he strikes gold and gets another Tyson Walker, or another Zapata.
There's the problem. What you just said. I don't need to mine for diamonds. If Michigan State is going to be taken as a serious program, man, you leave the mining for gems to the poors. You get out there and you buy your way to success, because the bottom line is that's what this has turned into. I don't believe they'll ever do that. And that's not a shot at Tom.
No, I don't think that's it. That's not going to be his style. He's going to go and get some people that try to fit.
You got any top 10 recruits coming in next year? Top 15?
No.
Okay. You got no shot.
Got two top 50.
Ooh! I just went down the top 20 with you and how it ended up. If you're not getting those kids, and by the way, it requires a lot of money. You have no chance at the high school rank. And then if you're not buying the seven-figure type player in the portal, you're never going to get the difference makers needed. Look, Dusty May, I can't speak to what he'll do. I need to see the level of support they give him. Yeah, if I'm Michigan, I'm going all in.
Dusty May came in last year. He was late to the program, and he just kind of had to piecemeal this thing together. Look, had he made it to the national title game, you could go ahead and give him the National Coach of the Year because it would have been an outstanding job of what he'd done.
I'd give it to Dusty now.
I'm not giving it to him now.
He turned an 8-win team into a good basketball team. I know it didn't turn into the San Antonio Spurs with Duncan like the seven fans they have.
Right, but part of that was Michigan's own fault for leaving Juwan around for an extra year that he shouldn't have been there. But I look at what he's probably going to have to go out and get. He's going to probably get like 5-6 players again in the portal.
Well, if you spend five, six million bucks, and you're in.
And I don't know if Michigan is that dedicated to basketball or not. Now, I think Dusty May is, but I don't know if Michigan is, because Michigan would rather spend their money on the football team.
248-539-9797. We'll go to the people. We'll start the show with E, 97.1. What's going on, E?
Good afternoon, fellas. First and foremost, I want to say congratulations to y'all on getting to the Elite Eight two days after what we did. But
this portal matter.
Here we go. Here we go with the portal. I believe the players want to play for Dusty May. This is not the year 2000, 25 years ago, when Izzo was able to drop into the zone, cuss out a player here and there. These players don't want to play for him. That no one's going to Michigan State, even in the portal. Michigan missed out on a lot of players because May came in late. If you do your research on it, we had three top guys that's doing good right now in at different schools right now that would have been here if May would have been here just a couple of weeks sooner. Moving forward.
So, real quick. So, why don't people want to play for Michigan State?
Because of Izzo. Y'all got to get rid of y'all coach. Y'all coach is boring. He's the same old March. Everybody say he's a March guy. Izzo in March. What has he done in the last 25 years?
So, this is a team that was one of the top teams in the fast break in defense.
16 points a night in the open floor. Cohen Carr is one of the most exciting guys in the country. You could say guys don't want to get yelled at. I'm not going to fight you. You could say his style's not for everyone. That's cool. But, like, I mean, if you want to say because he won't spend, they got to get rid of him, I'm cool with that. But I'm not going to sit here and act like they're playing Drake basketball.
Right. They go up and down the court so much, Mike. Teams forego rebounding. Just get back and play defense.
Now, if you want to say long-term, Dusty May is going to be a more attractive option. I left you alone. I mean, you called last week talking about Auburn wasn't going to be a problem. I'm not going to smear you. But I'm also not going to sit here and have you just lying on things. Look, here's the deal between 2 and 6. This is how this works. We don't need to make things up. Okay? It's just like the conversation I had last week where a guy called in telling me Jalen Duren's the best center in basketball. We don't need We don't need to make bleep up. We can just talk sports.
Yeah.
Okay? If you want to say MSU can't win because of the coach, no.
Right.
If you want to tell me the coach won't spend, therefore, I'll go with you.
If you say, well, you know what, players don't want to get yelled at, you know what?
I'll live with it. I can say, you know what, E? You might be right. Look, he's 70. He's got a lot of energy. But if he won't get out of his own way, how about this? I don't think you're going to win a championship without paying a guy the better part of $1 million.
Yeah. But that's just the price of doing business in any sport. It's paying a quarterback. It's paying the top people. You have to pay them the money. I'm not fighting you on this, Mike.
I just
want you to know.
I know that.
I just don't think
you're
that's
speaking
in his DNA.
In what they will do.
Right.
I'm speaking in what they should do.
Exactly.
Totally agree with you. I'm not fighting you
for a second.
But
the whole style, I'm so sick of hearing. Well, their style, like, you do realize teams just say, to hell with rebounding, go play defense because we can't let Michigan State run us up and out of the gym.
And if the style was so boring, how did Jace Richardson go one and done?
Well, it's because his father played on the team, smart guy.
Right, that's exactly why we're not getting his brother, right, Jackson?
Right.
Clearly that worked.
Right.
We don't need to make
Jackson will be seen at some SEC team near you.
All right. Tyler on a cell, 97.1. What's up, Ty?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Hey. Good, Tyler. What's going on?
Hey, no, I kind of want to just take it a different route. I'm a Michigan fan here. Obviously, didn't go to Michigan. I'm not going to be like Caller Joe. Like, oh, you're going to be afraid to go against Michigan State for the third
time. It doesn't matter if you went there. We have to stop with this.
Right.
I said it last week. You're fine. Just go ahead.
Yeah, Tyler, you can root for whatever team you want to root for.
I told you, it's the wackos I got a problem with.
And you know what, Tyler? I have more respect for you right now because you're calling today after a Michigan loss. You're not going to crawl back and be like, I was really a football fan anyway.
No, look, I'll admit, our team ain't that good. But look, you guys would kick our butts if you faced us for a third time. I didn't want to watch that. But anyway, I wanted to take a different way what he was taking. You know, with Tom Izzo being there for so long.
Yeah.
Failure to reach the actual ultimate goal. Is it time? I feel like Spartan fans aren't really talking about it. Maybe some are. Is it time for Tom Izzo to call it a career?
I think any time a coach hits 70, that conversation should happen. So, Tyler, I'll be vilified by Spartans, and this is, Sparty radio. No, I've had the comment for years. I can love Tom Izzo, but also tell you, I wouldn't be mad at all if it happened and he went, you know what, I'm going to the beach.
Yeah.
Because if he's not going to do everything he needs to do to win it all, then what are we doing at all? That's it.
No.
Mike, I guess what I'm saying is I saw something different in
him
this year.
He had energy.
Right, where it was like, man, I haven't seen you like this in a long time. And he's like, man, this team has brought this energy back. So I need to see, do you transfer this energy in the offseason? You go out and you bring a couple people because you're going to have minimum 3 scholarships open. You need to go fill those scholarships with some quality transfer players. And like you said, if you could go and get one of the top players Great. Instant offense.
Rico.
You don't have to worry about getting bullied and putting Zapata on broom.
Isn't the litmus test Cohen Carr? I'm sorry, but if I'm a school that, like, if I'm Louisville spending $8 to $10 million, I'm paying them $1 million. And now Michigan State would have to go 2.5 times what they paid their highest guy this year. Is Michigan State going to pay Cohen Carr $1 million?
I think they would.
Oh, well, will Tom allow that?
Don't want to disrupt the chemistry.
I think Tom would. I mean, if you're Cohen Carr, it depends on do you want to stay here or not. Bottom line is, hey, I'll know come media day who's on what team.
Okay. 248-539-9797. I can knock down a couple more calls, David. We can get some ticket texts, and I'd like your opinion on Michigan basketball. Because if they give Dusty May the resources, I think you absolutely could believe you can win a national title. But you got to give the man resources. Because if Louisville's spending 8 to 10, you can't be spending less than that. Not if you want to be a serious basketball program. I'm already telling you I don't think Michigan State is being all too serious. Sporty Radio! There I go, ripping my own program again. Good to have everybody on a Monday. Odyssey.com Rewind, you missed anything? We're going to get to the Pistons at 3 o'clock, Tigers at 4, Jam Show. We'll get a little football to you at 2:45. If you're just joining, it's really, really simple. Both Michigan and Michigan State, nowhere close. I mean, honestly, if we made the Final Four or you made it, you'd be the worst team there. You'd be plus 1,000 to win it all. Auburn didn't even play A-plus ball and torched us both. Here's reality, though. Reports today, Louisville's going to spend $8 to $10 million on their roster. So my question is this. Can you win a national championship unless you are going to get to that level? The pricing's only going up. We saw St. John's make headlines, spending about $4.5 million last year. Louisville, 8 to 10. You know Cooper Flagg got 2. And you know guys like Jani Broom, that's at least 1.5, depending on what report you believe. Mm-hmm. Bottom line it. Dusty May, I can't tell you what the man will do. He's been here 1 year. He did an incredible job. Will he be given the resources to do it? For Tom Izzo, can Tom get out of his own way? Look, this is the thing, and I'm sure this will be misconstrued and taken out of context. Whatever, F it. I don't have a problem with Tom Izzo. I just have a problem that he wants it to be a way that it isn't anymore. And your job as the head coach of Michigan State or Michigan or Louisville or NC, you either get with the times or you go the Booger Boeheim burger deal and your program falls apart. Tom doesn't get a choice. Like last week, I was out of town. I don't like the portal and I'm going to focus on my... You don't get to do that. I understand he's right, but it's not real.
Right.
So if MSU's not going to get in the business of spending millions to bring in the best players to give an aging coach one last shot, they won't win it. If you're Michigan, it's simple. Dusty's a really good coach. Give him the weaponry to bring you a legal banner.
Yeah, treat basketball the way you treat football. And open up the purse and say, hey, how much do you need to bring in this guy to flip this guy from this school to have him come to Michigan?
If you can pay one high school quarterback over the course of 4 years, $15 million, I'd like to think you could pay an entire roster $10 million. You give Dusty May $10 million, you're in the Final Four with a fight.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a good coach.
Because, I mean, if real talk, if Michigan had a point guard who didn't turn the ball over, you still would be playing right now.
They would have been.
Because you wouldn't have matched Auburn turnover for turnover in that game.
That first half of that game looked like...
That was a fifth grade game.
It looked like Rucker Park.
No, Mike, don't do that to Rucker Park.
Don't insult New York playground basketball.
That looked like watching fifth graders play.
It was bad.
Where you're like, oh, okay, they'll eventually get this to happen. It was like, here's a Michigan turnover. Here's an Auburn turnover. No, here's a Michigan turnover. That really happened in one series.
It was...
Within 10 seconds, each team had turned the ball over twice.
It was something to watch. That's all I can tell you. We'll go to David 97.1. David, how you doing, pal?
Not bad, fellas. How you guys doing?
Hey, good. David, what's on your mind?
Oh, Rico, you gave a little too much props to the fifth graders. I think that was more like kindergarten basketball, if you really want my honest opinion. But as a Michigan fan, I want to sit here and believe that Michigan's going to give Dusty May all of the tools in the tool shed to go get a roster. But for basketball, until I see it happen, like the Bryce Underwood thing when it was going on with LSU, like I heard all the reports and I heard all the rumors, until he was walking on campus and actually wearing the maize and blue, I never believed it was true. It's going to be the same thing with this basketball team. Until I see the university give him the resources to go do it,
yep.
I mean, he's one heck of a coach. I understand all that, but I'm with you. Unless they don't give him the money, Sweet 16, maybe an Elite Eight every now and then, that's going to be about the best as it could, and it just stinks as a Michigan fan to sit there and know that you're one of the richest universities in the country, but you're not going to put up the money to put up a competitive basketball.
Well, I think the interesting part, I mean, David, the opportunity's there because I don't know anyone in my life who believes Izzo's going to change. So the opportunity to basically usurp Michigan State and put Michigan State at a distinct athletic and skill disadvantage, it's right there. If Michigan rolled out and went full send for Dusty May this offseason, you'd have a better basketball team day one starting next year. There'd be nothing State could do. Like, that's what would upset me as a Michigan fan. Like, the opportunity is right there. Just spend it. Basketball is so much easier to get it right than football.
You get two people correct, you got a winning team. You get three people correct, you got a national title team.
And I completely agree with you. And the caller before, he talked about how we had three players coming in and Dusty May wasn't there soon enough and blah, 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 blah. The other part of the Michigan scenario is they have to get the admissions correct. Like, how many players over the last 4 or 5 years, 6 years even, has the reports are, well, he's coming to Michigan, and then it goes to the clearinghouse and he never gets cleared for whatever reason or whatever you want to believe. And then he goes to some other school.
So no, Dave, it is amazing. You're right. Like the Caleb Love saga.
Yeah.
And it's at the same place where they had the worst cheating scandal of my lifetime. That's kind of a weird thing that doesn't add up to me.
Yeah. But no, you're right. I remember Caleb Love was all set to head to Michigan. Wait a minute. We just got a call from admissions. You can't come here.
I also don't like him. But damn, was he good against Duke. That was the good Caleb Love against Duke. Let's go.
That was Caleb Love that remembers his days at UNC.
Yeah. But Duke is another level. It's just, but again, it's another payroll. Let's go to Terry, 97.1. T, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
What's up, T?
I got a question, man. So we're talking about whether Izzo should retire, but I wonder if we should be talking about it in this context. Is a player that is going to require $1 million or $2 million to come to MSU going to play Tom Izzo basketball?
What is Tom Izzo basketball, before I answer?
Requiring kids to play defense, requiring kids to commit to team basketball.
Okay.
The renowned Izzo style. Is that kid going to conform, for lack of a better term, to play for Tom Izzo?
I mean, if you want to go to...
Now has the game passed him by?
No, I mean, Terry, the game has passed him by in one regard. He doesn't want to spend big money. But hold on 1 second. Let me just say this to him, and then I'll leave, and you can take it to six. Terry, if you want to make the league, the things you listed are kind of a primary requirement. So I don't know, like, are you going to Auburn for Bruce Pearl and not playing defense and not moving the basketball? You know, I understand Alabama plays a different brand, but you need a couple of guys, and if you're paying the money, we're acting like MSU plays Army football.
Right.
So go ahead, you and Rico can.
No. And I was going to say, the thing is that Tom Izzo has adapted to certain things. Like, I remember years ago where he wasn't about the three-point life, but now his teams go out there and shoot a bunch of threes. Now, this year wasn't great. They couldn't hit him, but there have been years where they were one of the best shooting teams in the Big Ten, whereas before he wasn't about shooting threes because it was just like, no. There was a time where he wouldn't press. Now all of a sudden he has the athletes. He throws the press out there. So I think the style is there, Terry, and I think a lot of teams kind of play what you just said that they don't do. Alabama's probably the only team I can think of that really doesn't play a ton of defense. It's first team to 90. But other than that, if you look at some of the other teams, Duke can play defense. Cooper Flagg's one of the
lock
shots
up
left and right.
Houston, same deal. So I don't know, Terry. If he's not going to spend the money, we can make it a simple conversation. Yeah, it's passed him by. But if he's going to spend the money, I don't think stylistically is the issue. I don't, at least. If you do, that's fine.
Got it. I appreciate it, gentlemen.
Yeah, man,
thank you.
It's all good, Terry. I think we play into stereotypes a little bit.
I was about to say that.
You know, and again, I think that's what exactly what the Pistons are doing, and we're going to talk about it at 3. And the stereotype can be fine, but I don't think it gives you a best chance to win. It's just like if Tom Izzo wants to talk about the war drill. Man, that's 2004.
Right.
That doesn't give you the best chance to win. And look, I have to give credit. Look, 2008, 2009, I thought Tom needed to evolve. It had been several years without a Big Ten championship. It had gotten rough. They made their run. They had some NBA players.
He evolved. Yeah, and then all of a sudden, he didn't want to go and get anybody. And then you had that Miles Bridges, Cassius Winston, Nick Ward class. And all of a sudden, things came back. And you went and got Jaren. You went and got X. Now it's like, okay, they're shooting threes. Like, he evolves. He does it at his own time. Don't get me wrong. Man's not perfect. It takes him a while before he finally says, well, I guess I reluctantly will concede and have to change. Hoping he does that when it goes to the portal. And he's going to have to spend some money. But the price of players, it goes up like it does in every sport, whether it's now college or professional.
Louisville, 8 to 10 million. Just put that in your back pocket. We'll get more to people. We got some football to get to. Pistons conversation. Tale of two sides of the coin. I'm hopeful people want to rap about their basketball team. We'll see. Let's get to business. Little football. We can't leave you an hour without some football. David, what do you have? And in a plot twist, David's white. Or it's Kenny. What's going on? Okay.
That's a live looking on David behind the
David's
glass
vocal
over here.
Cords. He had a pastor conference. He was delivering speeches and singing. Vocal cords are not in a good place today. So, Kenny Cott.
There could be other reasons for that, I'm sure, too. David was on vacation. All right. There you go. So here's a Christmas baby.
All right, keep it moving, please.
We'll all know in a few months. We'll see. All right, so football, the NFL will start with the this is good news for all of us. I think we're all on the same page with this. Let me know if we're not. But there's been more progress towards banning the tush push.
Yes.
At the NFL, the competition committee said that the subject is expected to be contested at league meetings this week.
It should be. It's not a football play. And while I don't disagree that not everybody runs it as well as the Eagles run it, it's not a football play. This is not a rugby scrum. It's football. If you want to run a QB sneak, I'm okay with that. I'm not okay with 17 people pushing the quarterback. I just, for me, it's never been a football play, but he's going to go nuts over here. No. So leave me out of it.
Kenny, honestly, I don't think it should be banned because it is a football play. And Philly does it better than everybody else. Everybody has the right to go out there and do the play. Buffalo has tried. Kansas City has tried. Other teams have tried, and they failed miserably. Philly puts in the work. They put in the time. It's unstoppable. Don't care. Okay? Just because you have an advantage, you can't ban something. Okay? You can't ban a Patrick Mahomes. He's just better than everybody else. Plain and simple. An onside kick ain't really a football play. A Hail Mary ain't really a football play. It's something you see every now and then in a game along with this. So I hope that it gets shot down because to me, show me where all these injuries happen because of this play.
It's not about the injuries. Because it's about the spirit of the game.
Okay. Yeah.
So Rico, this is like the new torpedo bat.
Torpedo bat.
It's technically allowed. It's within the confines of the rules.
It's just a better built bat.
I'm for people figuring out, okay, you know what? This is within the rules. I'm going to do this.
Like the opposite of what Michigan football does.
They go outside of the rules. The opposite of that.
So I hope that it does. David just knew David couldn't respond.
It was just a joke. Relax.
He can. It'll just be very quiet.
I expect it to get shot down because to me, it's the NFL saying, what?
Next, Tyreek Hill. There's a rumor going around that he would be okay if the Dolphins traded him to a playoff contender. He quickly retweeted that rumor out and said, LOL, another false narrative. What do you make about the Tyreek Hill saga?
Rico, go ahead.
Where there's smoke, there's fire. I mean, I don't think he's happy. I think he got his money. I think he thought that, you know what, it's going to be great down here in Miami, and it's not. And he's saying it's going to be a while before I ever get a chance to win another Super Bowl. I think he's kind of almost Kardashian-like. He's putting the rumors out there only to say, who's putting these rumors out here? Well, it's you, Tyreek.
He's also gotten slower. I mean, he had
You know what? Yeah.
Major dip in the high-end speed last year. I know, multiple quarterbacks. I'd be very nervous as a Miami fan, and I wouldn't rush to the altar to trade for him either. Go ahead, Kenny.
He also, David, just quietly informed me that Tyreek Hill also retweeted something else with just a peace sign emoji. So what that could possibly mean, I have no idea.
I leave that to the social media people. I have no idea. I don't care.
I think it means largely nothing. Aaron Rodgers update. He did have a workout with DK Metcalf. He also said, Mike Tomlin said it was a productive day. What do you make about the Aaron Rodgers, the latest?
I'm tired of it.
There's two choices, Steelers or retire.
Right? Yeah, it's just sign the contract. I mean, what are we doing? You've already done the test drive. You've already come to town. What does Aaron want to take the car for the weekend now? Sign the damn contract, start practicing with the players, or go to Brazil and poop your pants all night, doing whatever you do with the whole ayahuasca. I'm tired of it, but I would leave it to Pastor Pittsburgh over there.
Well, Mike, you know what? I feel like my team is absolutely horrible.
Now I'm doing now I'm doing a show with Izzo.
And I don't know why I do this.
Well, you see, Rico. All
right. No, but you know what? I would say, or
if Kohler would get on the boards.
Or door C, maybe, just maybe. I still think he's waiting to see what happens in Minnesota.
They're out.
No. They said they were out as of now. Come on. What, like teams haven't changed their minds?
You know what he's doing? He's doing the Tom Brady retirement thing all over again. You are going to wait until the last moment to give up.
Summer. You know what? August 1st, I'll finally, if he hasn't signed by then, Mike, he hasn't signed because he's looking for something else. If it were just that easy, he would be a Steeler by now. Pittsburgh has done everything to accommodate this man, and he's still saying
no. And I think if he wanted Minnesota, the best thing he could have done is do what Brady did later in his career, take a pay cut.
And I think he wanted Minnesota. I don't think Minnesota wanted him. I think Minnesota is still contemplating, do we want to waste JJ?
Well, they just said that their interest in Rodgers is not a shot on JJ. That was their latest deal today.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So we'll stick with the Steelers over there. Mike Florio suggested that if Rodgers does not work out there, you could be seeing Kirk Cousins as a Pittsburgh Steeler. Thoughts on that?
Be the first time in my life I think I will openly predict the Steelers would fall off a cliff. You cannot put Kirk Cousins in that offense.
I think that the offense would probably stay status quo, Mike. Kirk Cousins falls up. He's one of those people.
He's the Lane Kiffin
right,
quarterback.
You can bet against him, but it won't work because somehow or another, that man is blessed and highly favored and will fall forward.
Now we've lost David.
That one was for you, David.
Oh, God. All right, let's go to Tennessee before David actually passes away back here. But Brian Callahan was impressed with Cam Ward's confidence, saying that I think it would be a good thing when you're in the conversation for the number one pick. There's a lot that comes with it to have fun with. It's a good thing. Is this posturing? Is this a normal thing that Brian Callahan's doing?
No, I think he's telling the truth. A franchise quarterback is priceless. I think they're telling the truth. And really, the story of the last couple of weeks has been you will have to overwhelm Tennessee to not take Cam Ward. I think once they went through due diligence, and it's not a shot at Rico, everyone can like the quarterbacks they like. I think teams have kind of figured out there's one quarterback worth taking in the top 10. And they've got the rights to take him, and they're going to take him. I don't think he's BSing. That's just me.
What did he say?
All right, thank you.
Glad I could provide some value. Right. Thank you.
Let's go to the Buffalo Bills. They've been throwing out these new deals this offseason like they're Oprah. According to their GM, running back James Cook will not be getting one of those deals.
And why is that, David?
We do not pay running backs.
We don't pay running backs.
Oh, God.
Oh, see? I wasn't that far off.
Look, it's the whole deal. You just give James Cook another 300 carries and then throw him in the garbage.
I mean, him going out there demanding to be the highest paid running back kind of told me you're not going to. Like, if this is where you're starting, yeah, there's no negotiation. Son, do you want to be a Bill or not? That's what it boils down to. Or we'll just franchise you and then throw you away.
And a last one here, the Cowboys head coach Brian Schottenheimer still believes the team will get a deal done with Micah Parsons. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I didn't sign anybody else worth the damn, so probably best practice. But the issue with Micah Parsons, it doesn't matter how long I have him for, I can't guarantee you won't cause a problem, demand a trade. But they're between a rock and a hard place. And I know we're up against it, so that is your football today, sans David's vocal
cords. What Mike said.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.